presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Finance and economics.
May 6, 2000 America, New York, India begins the privatization of its huge life insurance company. But is the country's largest ever IPO a dud?
Finance and economics.
May 6, 2000 America, New York, China's erratic policies are terrifying investors. The folly of zero COVID has turned former evangelists into fierce critics.
BBC News, Business.
May 6, 1121 America, New York, travel limits on international music tours to be eased. UK hauliers with another base abroad will be able to make unlimited stops from late summer.
Marginal Revolution.
May 6, 1110 America, New York, Friday assorted links. 1. Measuring the import of changing cohort effects. 2. The economics of antibody patents. 3. How is abortion access in Canada? 4. Tribute to Lejanhavid. 5. When exactly did inflation downshift? And a slowdown in nominal wages seems to be occurring.
New York Times Business.
May 6, 1106 America, New York, you bought a house. Your colleague didn't. It's still okay to celebrate. Guilt around your good fortune will not change the failures of late-stage capitalism. Wall Street Journal Markets.
May 6, 1103 America, New York, it's the worst bond market since 1842. That's the good news. The four-decade-long bull market in bonds is over, but that doesn't mean you should dump them.
New York Times Business.
May 6, 1019 America, New York, the Park Slope dogwalker whose pack runs 19 deep. For this Park Slope dogwalker, it's all about community.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 6, 1017 America, New York, Hungary holds up EU deal to sanction Russian oil. Prime Minister Viktor Orban is insisting on more time and European Union money if Hungary is to join the rest of the bloc in transitioning away from Russian energy, diplomats say.
New York Times Business.
May 6, 1014 America, New York, Canadian hydropower destined for U.S. hits a roadblock in Maine. Power companies, conservationists, local residents and two U.S. states are mired in an acrimonious dispute about hydroelectricity from Quebec.
BBC News Business.
May 6, 1011 America, New York, Amazon targets review firms with legal action. The tech giant has accused four companies of flooding its shopping sites with fake reviews.
BBC News Business.
May 6, 1011 America, New York, Amazon targets review firms with legal action. The tech giant has accused four companies of flooding its shopping sites with fake reviews.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
May 6, 10 o'clock America, New York, which investments do best when real interest rates are negatives? History suggests the assets to buy, and the ones to avoid.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
May 6, 9:58 America, New York, Treasury yields rise further after jobs report. Yields extended recent gains in choppy trading after new data presented a mixed picture of the labor market.
Global Economy.
May 6, 9:45 America, New York, we need to revitalize the world economy in inclusive ways. It is hard but necessary for governments to reverse the trend towards deglobalization.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 6, 9:26 America, New York, Cinemark sales soar as theatergoers return. The company said sales were four times higher in the quarter ended March 31 versus a year before, when some of the chain's locations were still closed due to the pandemic.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 6, 8:59 America, New York, Under Armour posts first quarter loss. The athletic equipment company said higher shipping costs and other inflationary pressures will weigh on earnings this year.
BBC News. Business.
May 6, 8:53 America, New York, U.S. job creation beats forecasts despite headwinds. Employers added 428,000 jobs last month, while the jobless rate held steady at 3.6%. BBC News Business.
May 6, 8:53 America, New York, U.S. job creation beats forecasts despite headwinds. Employers added 428,000 jobs last month, while the jobless rate held steady at 3.6%.
Daily FX Market News.
May 6, 8:31 America, New York, NFP, Non-farm payrolls prints at plus 428K vs plus 391K forecast, unemployment at 3.6%. It's been a busy week, but the calendar isn't finished yet, as we look at this morning's NFP release ahead of a number of Fed speakers on the calendar for later today.
BBC News Business. May 6, 8:14 America, New York, McColl's collapses into administration. More than 16,000 jobs are at risk after the convenience store fails to strike a deal with its banks.
Daily FX Market News.
May 6, 7:40 America, New York, Euro forecast. ECB hawks out in force, Euro, GBP breakout ahead of NFP. Euro sees modest recovery as ECB hawks come out in force. Euro, GBP breakout.
Global economy.
May 6, 7:30 America, New York. Sanity appears to be returning to central bank policymaking. Years of overblown asset prices and mispricing of risk may be giving way to more normal conditions.
Global economy.
May 6, 6:47 America, New York. The recession is coming, and CEOs feel fine. From bikini waxes to burglar alarms, companies are strangely bullish.
Armstrong Economics.
May 6, 6:35 America, New York. Zelensky and World War III. Our computer warned back in 2013 that Ukraine would be the place where World War III would begin. I warned that the only way to prevent that was to split Ukraine based on the language.
Daily FX Market News.
May 6, 6:30 America, New York, AUD, USD price forecast, hawkish RBA challenges raging USD. The Australian dollar fought back after yesterday's USD surge with the RBA announcing its plan to normalize rates, while focus shifts to the NFP data release later today.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 6, 5:33 America, New York, ports race to clear cargo, fearing an import overload when China lifts lockdowns. Western ports are bracing for increased congestion when COVID-19 restrictions eventually are lifted in Chinese cities, which could happen as importers start loading up on back-to-school and holiday goods.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
May 6, 5:30 America, New York. Why Indonesia has bucked this year's global sell-off. The Southeast Asian nation is among the world's best-performing emerging markets this year, as global stock investors pile into a market buoyed by commodity exports and a huge domestic consumer base.